patient for Rosemary Fox, F-O-X, June 1945, address as a letter, Dr. Power, 775-1640. Reason for consultation. Progressive renal failure. Dear Dr. Power, consultation for Mrs. Fox comes accompanied with Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, progressive renal failure, long-term history of diabetes, hypertension, stroke in 2024, atrial fibrillation 2025, presented with dyspnea, no palpitations. Prior coronary artery disease, heart attack 2011. Prior urinary tract infection and sepsis. This is 2018. At that time, she was at Nevada, N-E-V-A-D-A. Some problems with steroids causing exacerbation of high diabetes numbers. In this opportunity, she's trying to do a low-sodium diet, although not strict for diabetes. Weight at home in the 244-246. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic incontinence, mostly of stress and degree of urgency, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no major nocturia, denies kidney stone, edema improve, has neuropathy up to the ankle or less, denies claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. They live in a three-story house, and she is doing some physical activity. No present chest pain palpitation. Used to use a walker, not anymore. Balance improved. Presently, no major falling. She has weakness on the right face, upper and lower extremity, but she has recovered since the stroke in about 85%. No chest pain palpitation. Presently, no dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen CPAP machine, or sleep apnea, no major skin rash, minimal bruises, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, diet control since age 20, medication since age 50s. She's not aware of diabetic retinopathy. Upcoming visit, there is neuropathy but no ulcers. Apparently coronary artery disease, as indicated above, heart attack 2011. No procedures were done in that opportunity. There is congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no documented carotid artery disease or peripheral vascular disease, hypertension for the last 20, 30 years, no kidney stones, isolated UTI sepsis, as indicated above, 2019, stroke. Next paragraph, surgeries including cataracts, lens implants bilateral, laser treatment, macular abnormalities, doesn't know the type, doesn't know which eye, appendix gallbladder, benign tumor on the right foot, apparently a hemangioma, knee scope, doesn't know which one. Next paragraph, side effects reported to lisinopril, steroids, Jardiance causing diarrhea, metformin diarrhea, and then Protanix and Tragenta, T-R-A-D-G-E-N-T-A, causing rash. Pressing medications, thyroid, glipizide, vitamin D, aldactone, B12, Lasix, metoprolol, Lipitor, vitamins of the aspirin. Next paragraph. Prior smoker, started age 14, one pack per day, discontinued 1982. She denies alcohol, denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, weight 245. Blood pressure 120 over 60 on the right. Excuse me, 120 over 80 on the right, 140 over 82 on the left. Weight 245. Alert, oriented intestine 3, very pleasant, cooperative, normal speech, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no localized thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit JBD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, minimal edema, pulses are decreased at the wrist but strong on the elbows, no gross focal deficit today. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From August, creatinine around 1.56, GFR 33, normal potassium acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, minor decrease of sodium, elevated bilirubin, which is not new, other liver function test is normal, glucose has been poorly controlled, A1C 8.4, mild anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelet, normal vitamin D 25, normal free T4, minor increase of TSH, albumin in the urine 217 milligrams per gram, prior elevated uric acid 8.5. Back in March, testing for monoclonal protein, negative protein electrophoresis, and normal C3 complement level. Last urine available is already 2 years back. At that time, there was no protein, no blood, few bacteria. I want to mention that the creatinine already elevated since 2020, around 1.5, some fluctuations over time, but around 1.5, an acute episode in March as high as 2, did not require, 2.3 did not require dialysis. That was when she was on atrial fibrillation. An echocardiogram at the time of AFib, ejection fraction was quite low, 30%. However, recently, August is back to normal at 55, minor abnormalities. Testing lower extremities. No evidence for peripheral vascular disease. Kidney ultrasound back in March, 10.9 right, 9.9 left, no obstruction, no urinary retention, no stones. Next paragraph, MRI of the brain at the time of stroke 2024. Acute, subacute, left corona radiata extending to left basal ganglia without hemorrhage. I don't see any imaging for liver. The bilirubin 4 years ago was normal and progressively risen to present level. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, likely diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria but non nephrotic syndrome, no obstruction urinary retention, few acute events at the time of atrial fibrillation and low ejection fraction that has recovered. Notice that she is on sinus rhythm and she's not on anticoagulation or antiarrhythmics. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. She is tolerating diuretics, beta blockers, and aldactone. She is no anti-inflammatory agents. She is prior allergic to lisinopril. I think she needs to try losartan as an alternative for blood pressure proteinuria in a diabetic person. She already is on aldactone, so I'm not going to explore Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. She has a number of allergies to take into consideration. There are discussions about starting Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. She needs to be more aggressively controlling diabetes. We discuss all these above findings, trying to protect his kidneys from going into dialysis, and that includes diabetes control, blood pressure, the use of ARB like losartan, cholesterol management, avoiding nephrotoxic agents, diet, physical activity, weight reduction, other chemistries. Presently, no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Blood test needs to include phosphorus for potential binders, as well as evaluation for PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter at length, end of dictation.